ASF tonight. Premier League side Arsenal have been linked with an extraordinary suit for Chelsea misfit Fernando Torres, with a bid possibly forthcoming in the transfer window. The Spanish international has endured a tough couple of seasons at Stamford Bridge since his £50 million arrival from fellow English top flight side Liverpool, and has been mooted for a move since his first campaign in West London ended. Last season, Torres scored just 8 goals in 36 Premier League appearances, but managed to net 22 times in 54 games for the Blues, helping them to the Europa League title in the process. According to the Sunday People, London rivals Arsenal have now entered the race to sign the attacker, with the Gunners looking to revamp their forward line ahead of the new season. The potential deal could fall through, however, if manager Arsene Wenger secures his primary attacking target, Gonzalo Higuain from Real Madrid, who is rumoured to be nearing a switch to the Emirates Stadium following weeks of negotiations. Premier League side Chelsea are set to test La Liga side Sevilla's resolve with a bid including defensive midfielder Oriol Romeu for young star Jeffrey Gundogbia. According to the Evening Standard, new Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho is willing to let Romeu join the Andalusian side on loan for the season in exchange for the purchase of Gundogbia. The former Real Madrid coach is known to be an admirer of the young Frenchman and reportedly made moves for him whilst in charge at the Santiago Bernabeu. The 20-year-old has been subject of much speculation over the past season since he moved to the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan from French Ligue 1 side Lens and is looking likely to leave the club in the near future. New Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti is reportedly taking a close look at Real Sociedad's midfielder Asier Illarramendi, who has been linked with a move away from the Anoeta this summer. The central midfielder, who performs the pivot role for the Basque side, is also interested in the likes of Premier League side Arsenal, who were linked with a €30 million bid for the Spanish under-21 international. The 23-year-old, along with teammate Ruben Pardo, has been tipped for better things all season, and with the transfer window now officially open and Ancelotti installed as boss at the Santiago Bernabeu, the latter has reportedly informed President Florentino Pérez where he wants to strengthen. New Barcelona star Neymar has confirmed that he will undergo minor throat surgery ahead of the new season and his move to the Catalan capital. The Brazil sensation made his move to Barcelona official today after the transfer window opened, completing a mammoth £48 million move to the Camp Nou. But he revealed that he will have surgery before joining his new side for pre-season training. The 21-year-old won the Player of the Confederations Cup award at the weekend, with his side sweeping past world and European champion Spain 3-0 in the final of the competition on Sunday evening, which signalled Neymar's last appearance on Brazilian soil before leaving for Spain. The player was involved in a very protracted transfer deal earlier in the summer, moving a year ahead of his alleged schedule and a year before the World Cup due to be held in Brazil next year. Speaking after Brazil's triumph over Spain, Neymar said, "It's a problem that I have. My throat always bothers me, so we're going to operate to resolve it once and for all," before adding that it was not a serious issue. The winger also received the Silver Boot Award at the weekend for his 4 goals in the international tournament held in his native Brazil. Barcelona winger Gerard Deulofeu has been linked with a loan move to fellow La Liga side Valencia, but could also make an attempt to purchase him on a permanent basis. The youngster has been a big part of the club's B-side since 2011 and has only made a couple of senior team appearances for the Catalan side, but it is believed he is set to move away on loan this summer. Bundesliga giants Borussia Dortmund were reported to have an interest in signing him earlier in the summer, but were not keen on just taking Spain under-21 international on loan and instead were looking to a permanent deal. The 19-year-old is currently on international duty with the Spain under-20 side at the Under-20 World Cup in Turkey, but will look to sort out his immediate future when he returns in July. Loche's new boss, Miroslav Djukic, is now, according to Spanish news agency Terra, looking to sign the young attacker for his new-look side next season, and is willing to take him on loan, but could be interested in a permanent transfer, with the player valued at around the €12 million mark. Atletico Madrid are working hard to finalise the transfer of Sevilla striker Alvaro Negredo by this Friday. According to Spanish sports daily Marca, Atletico Madrid coach Diego Simeone was insistent that the club need to make several major signings in a number of key areas in order to make the squad in acceptable form come the start of the season. Until now, the only official signing has been former Rayo Vallecano striker Leo Baptistão, who is expected to go on loan this season as he is still young and hardly capable of handling the load that former Atleti striker Radamel Falcao was tasked. Therefore, the need to sign Negredo by the end of this week has become a priority for the Copa del Rey holders. However, according to the Sunday Mirror in England, Manchester City have entered the fray, and the 27-year-old could be swayed by the chance to work under Manuel Pellegrini, as well as the mammoth wages the Premier League side would be able to offer. Sevilla president José María del Nido has made it clear on several occasions that the attacker will not leave the club on the cheap, and the price tag of at least £17 million will be needed to secure his signature. The former Almeria man was the top scorer in Spaniard last season, beating Valencia striker Roberto Soldado with 25 goals for the campaign, one ahead of the Loche man.